I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The UN International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, says Ukraine and Russia have expressed interest in a proposal the agency has put forward to create a protection zone around the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. In a news conference in Vienna Monday, IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi told reporters both countries are engaging with and asking questions about the idea, which is aimed at preventing military activities such as shelling that has damaged the plant's power lines and jeopardized its security.
We are looking into the specific technical characteristics that we would like to see. As I was implying in my previous answer, there are issues related to the radius. There are issues related to how our experts would be working in this regard. So there are a few things that should be agreed upon. And what I see, and I, of course, diplomatic caution and professionalism requires prudence. But what I see is two sides that are engaging with us, that are asking questions, lots of questions.
Russia seized control of the nuclear plant shortly after its invasion. Russian President Vladimir Putin launched against Ukraine in February 24th. Grossi's comments come a day after a narrow atom, the Ukrainian state enterprise that is responsible for the nuclear plant, said its last working reactor had been shut down as a safety precaution. The IAEA set a backup power line, providing the external electricity it needed to carry out the shutdown while defending against the risk of a meltdown. This is VOA News. Britain's King Charles addressed both houses of Parliament Monday for the first time as the kingdom's monarch. His brief address to approximately 1,000 lawmakers and their guests at London's Westminster Hall came after the lawmakers offered their formal condolences on the passing of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Charles and Camilla, the Queen consort, later traveled to Edinburgh Monday, where the King is joining his siblings for the solemn procession when his mother's coffin is taken from the Palace of Holyrood House, the official residence of the British monarch in Scotland, to St. Giles Cathedral. Elizabeth's body will lie in the cathedral where the public is being allowed to pay their final respects. Her coffin first left Balmoral Castle Sunday, where she died last week. The hearse, accompanied by royal officials and security personnel, left Balmoral Castle shortly after midday Sunday, the beginning of Elizabeth's long and final journey home. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's legal team is again blasting the criminal probe of top secret information found at his Florida home. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
In a court filing, the ex-president's lawyers say the Justice Department investigation is misguided and has spiraled out of control. Last week, a Trump-appointed judge granted the legal team's request to name an independent arbiter to review records seized by the FBI while temporarily stopping the Justice Department from examining the documents for investigative purposes. Trump's team is now asking her to keep that order in place, calling it a sensible step toward restoring order from chaos. The department has asked the judge to lift the hold and has said it will appeal her ruling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif said Monday his country is grappling with food shortages after deadly floods last month left the impoverished country's agricultural belt underwater. Sharif discussed the situation with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan during a telephone call to thank the Turkish government for dispatching food, tents, medicine, using 12 military aircraft, 4 trains, and Turkish Red Crescent trucks. A government statement said Sharif briefed Erdogan about the government's relief activities and sought assistance from Turkey in overcoming the food shortage it's facing. More than 66,000 people, including women and children, are living at relief camps and makeshift homes after floods damaged their makeshift shelters after floods damaged their homes across the country and forced them to move to safer places. Pakistan's military, UN agencies, and local charities are providing food to the flood victims. Repeating the hour's top news story, the UN International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, says Ukraine and Russia have expressed interest in a proposal the agency has put forward to create a protection zone around the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine.